before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.
Destination Freedom. The Chicago Defender and station WMAQ bring you Destination Freedom, a new radio series dramatizing the great democratic traditions of the Negro people, interwoven in the pageant of history and a part of America's own Destination Freedom. Today, Destination Freedom tells the story of Sojourner Truth, mystic, outstanding abolitionist, and fighter for women's suffrage in the chapter entitled Truth Goes to Washington.
All right, put him a bid, gentlemen. Put him a bid. The last slave is the best bargain. Get a gold mine in your cotton field. He's strong, he's sturdy, stocky, and still growing. Be wise, gentlemen. Bid high.
Auctioneer, the slave owners were in the market. The bids had been high. The year was 1859, and it was Maryland. It was the year the old woman stood so often in the back of the crowd like a tall shadow. She was here again on this day. In her hand was an old purse. In her purse was a stiletto and a $500 bill.
Welcome over, gentlemen. A gold mine for your cotton fields. He's young, strong, and healthy.
$100.
At $100, it's a steal. Who's got a reel here?
$300.
$350. $360. $380. That's more like it. That's more like a chance. A grown boy and a giveaway. $380. $380. $400.
The tall woman
in the back bids $400. Gentlemen, you
going to let a woman outbid you?
$450.
$450's a bid. $460. $480. Up to $480. $480 will take him.
$500.
Going at $500? You letting it go at $500? Is he going to the tall woman for $500? Going?
$600.
$600's a bid. $600. Any more? You say something, woman, you bidding more?
I haven't any more to bid.
Then he's going. Gone for $600 to the gent from Bag Tree Plantation. Your goods will be delivered in a day, sir. That's all, gentlemen. That'll be all till next time. You're all invited back next week. Craig, close the door and we'll count up the sales.
Sure, Tom, sure. All right, gentlemen, outside, please, so we can close the doors. Outside, please. I'll be sure to come back next week.
Go on, woman. Bidding's over. What are you standing here for? What are you looking for?
What I lost.
I wonder you didn't lose your own freedom. Next slave yourself, bidding against the richest dealers in the country. What can an old woman do with a slave?
Free him. He belongs to me.
What is he to you?
He's my son.
I didn't know.
New York's a free state. But slave snatchers from Maryland sneak in and kidnap our children to sell them into slavery here. I come to try to buy them back.
No better by now. You're tall, but your money's short. You can't snatch back what the slave catchers grab. If you weren't so old, they'd grab you. Now go home. Don't look at me so. What do you want from me?
My son.
Your son sold, woman. Did you understand that?
I understand. I want to see him before he goes. I want to say goodbye to him.
Well, if it gets you out of here. Craig.
Yes, Tom.
Bring in that boy back, Trace. Bring him up front.
Coming up, Tom.
You're a strange woman. Seems like I've seen you somewhere long ago. I don't know where. I can't remember.
I know where. I remember you.
Is this the one, Tom? Is this the boy?
Yeah. Look around you. Turn this way and step up.
My son.
Mother.
I did my best, Rex. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Then go to your Lord and be free.
Craig, watch out. She's got a knife. Drop it, woman. There now. Craig, you holding the boy?
I've got him. He's nicked, but not bad.
I'll take him to the bakery as well. There's enough left to take.
Come on.
You, woman, you would have killed him.
I would have.
Your own son?
I'd rather see him die than live a slave. We didn't raise children to be slaves. Or slave sellers.
Why do you say that to me? I sell slaves, but no one raised me for it. Wonder why I don't turn you into the law.
Because you're Tom. Because I know you.
Listen, old woman, I haven't time to talk. It's a slaveholder's world, not yours. Take your medicine. Go back to New York. Maybe you'll find someone there to help you.
I'll talk to the Lord. He'll help me.
And the tall woman left the auctioneer and went home to New York alone. She left the slave markets and came home to her friends. She talked to the lawmakers and those she thought believed in freedom. And she went to the mayor of the town where she lived. The mayor was an old friend. The mayor had spoken many words against slavery.
Isabella, it's not easy to do what you ask.
It's not easy for me to ask it.
You see, Isabella, I haven't the influence I once had. And besides, New York is a free state now.
But you said you're against slavery everywhere. Will you do something about it now?
Isabella, you've caught me at a most inopportune time.
My sons were caught at an inopportune time.
I know, but those things take time. Already there's agitation against abolitionists. And if I stick my neck out...
You believe slavery's wrong.
Yes, I do, of course, but...
You're a leader. When I speak, people pass by. If you speak up, people will listen. I'll never get my sons back, but no other women will lose theirs if we hurry the day when all are free.
I know, but, well, with the feeling the way it is, the opposition would run me out of town. But when millions of men think it's best to use others as their private property, what can one man do?
And Isabella went to other men. She knocked on their doors, but they were away, they were busy, they were afraid. They thought it...
Impossible, Isabella. What you want is right, but impossible. Impossible.
Take petitions to Washington. Get them to fight to free everybody. No, not me. Not me.
Sure, Isabella, the Constitution will. But who reads it? Not the slaveholders, no, sir.
And Isabella walked quietly, thoughtfully home. She walked home to those she worked for and to a room. She took a pillowcase and filled it with her clothes. She tied it into a knot over a walking cane and came down and knocked on the door of her employer's room.
Now, come in, Isabella. Rest your thing. How was your trip to Mira?
Didn't get my son. So I'm leaving.
Leaving? Ah, nonsense. Now, you just go on up to your room and get some rest. You're upset. I can understand that. The world's upset nowadays.
But I think I know what the world needs to put it right. That's why I'm leaving.
Well, you're serious about this. You've never traveled. You don't know the ways of men. You've been a quiet woman, a woman easily taken in by promises and religious quacks. Oh, your life's been hard, I know, but it'll be harder when you're alone. Where'll you go?
I thought of going to Prophet John. He helped me before.
Prophet John. You see what I tell you? You'll be the victim of fakers and pretenders like him. Is that the only place you're going?
No. To Maryland, to Washington.
To Washington?
Yeah. To carry petitions there for the rights of men and the rights of women.
A woman's word carries no weight in Washington today.
Yeah, but I aim to make it heavier. I aim to leave my old life behind. I'll even have a new name.
A new name?
Yeah. I'll name myself Sojourner.
Sojourner?
Because hereafter I'll not stay long in any one place. And I'll name myself Truth. Because wherever I go, I'll be the sojourner who carries the truth.
You'll be a very unwelcome sojourner.
Until the day I die, I mean to fight to help all men live without fear of discrimination and slavery, and for women to live equally beside them. Isabella is dead. Today, Sojourner Truth is born.
She was born on a day when the truth about freedom was only popular with a few. She added up her years and went out to make the final ones the finest. She went to the prosperous colony of the fanatical sect of the prophet Joseph for a time. And, being a mystic, she believed in them and found strength. Then she went again to the slaveholders' market in Maryland.
900! 900! Who bid 10? Who bid 10 for the best working slave in Baltimore? Who bid
950.
950. Who make it 10?
1,000.
That's what I like to see, a gentle judgment. Now, who raises it to 1,050?
Tom, she's here again.
She?
Who's she? Who are you talking about?
I think it's the old lady who was here last week. She wants to see you. I sent her to the back room.
Oh, send her away.
I tried to send her away. She won't go. What do I do?
All right. Take over here. I'll see you. I'll straighten out.
Now, what was that bid, gentlemen? 1,000? Yes, only 1,000 for a slave who'll earn your fortune? Now, up the bid, gentlemen. Up the bid. Who'll up the bid, gentlemen?
What do you want with me? I said stay away from me. I warned you once.
And I've come to warn you.
If you come back to preach to me...
I've come back because I saw you were afraid of the masters. Bowed and pleased them. But you hate
them. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to save you. I didn't raise you to be a slave seller.
You raised me? Well, yes. Now I remember. I thought I knew your face. You were my nurse when I was a boy. You're Isabella.
I'm soldiering the truth now.
Good Lord, what have I done?
You've done enough for the masters. Do something for yourself. Join with those who have given their lives to make all men free.
What can I do? Any man, white or black, must work for the slaveholders. If not in slavery, then for wages. What can I do?
First, free yourself. Then, help free other men. Go with abolition.
Well, there's only a few abolitionists.
And when were men who wanted truth and justice ever in the majority? When you were a boy, I put words in your ears like seeds. Words to make you hate tyranny. You've not forgotten the words. Let them grow. Hereafter, you'll work for freedom.
Oh, if I could.
You can.
But then why do I tremble whenever I think of facing the masters and speaking out against them? I'm afraid of their power.
It's not the master's power you need fear. It's the slaves who have the chains to break. Their power is greater. Oh, leave this work. Come. Come with me.
I'll come.
The sojourner who carried the truth carried Tom, the auctioneer, out of the slave markets into the world of free men. And she went across the country, speaking, preaching, and trying to change the opinions of the people who heard her. And when she was tired and sick, she went to a village of men who called themselves prophets of the Lord, but who lived rich and well. They fed her and healed her. And when she was up, they rang the village bell to celebrate. But the sojourner was not satisfied. She knew what they preached. She wanted to see what they practiced. They came to call on her.
Morning, Isabella. We're glad you're well again.
Thanks to you and your holy friends.
We'd like to talk with you, Isabella. You've met my staff.
I've heard of them.
I'm Paul, the apostle.
And I am Luke.
I'm Elijah.
Oh. Isabella has changed her name as we have. She's Sojourner. Your name's becoming as well known as Luke's here. And you've done some good work, Sojourner. How about that, Luke?
Prophet, I'm not Luke. I'm Paul.
No, I'm Paul. He's Elijah, prophet.
Oh, of course he is. But Sojourner, we hear you've made plans to go speaking with the abolitionists.
Yes, I'll speak with them.
We've made better plans for you. You're getting old. We want you to live here in the village and teach, forget the wickedness of the world. Isn't that so, Luke?
I'm not Luke, I'm Paul.
I meant Paul. Sojourner, you don't answer.
I have answered, prophet. I'm not an angel. It's not for me to sit aloof and look down on the stage at people here fighting for a share of the world. I belong on the stage with them.
But when you sit on the stage beside atheists like this Garrison and this bedeviled Wendell Phillips, you're going against the Almighty's orders. Isn't that so, Elijah?
I am Luke, prophet. But he's right, Sojourner. It's no wonder you're sick. You've got to let the world alone until he comes.
Hereafter, We want you to live in the village with the society until you understand the Almighty's ways better. Is that understood?
Prophet, before I answer, I have a question.
Yes?
Why do you hold slaves, even here in the villages?
Sojourner, slavery is a part of the nation.
I came here not only because I was ill, but to gather my old friends around me, to go out and crusade for the cause of freeing slaves.
We sympathize with the cause.
Then, will you first free your own slaves? You, Paul.
Me? I need them for my crop, Sojourner.
You, Elijah?
Sojourner, I only need one. The Lord doesn't mind one.
Luke.
But it's not a fair question. If I freed my slave, what would do my work?
Then will you free your women? Your wives, to let them both here and lead the village.
Women free
to... Will you come and ask the lawmakers in Washington that women be allowed to hold office as you do? That they be paid equal wages and that they have freedom to grow and live like you and not be slaves to your kitchen, your children? Will you help me free the half of the world of the women?
Sojourner, in time the things you say may come about. There'll come a day when the world will be destroyed and built anew.
Yes, there'll come a day, Prophet.
But until
that day comes, you will be changed into nothing, for there's nothing in you. You who keep your bigotry, your petty prophet, you're preaching one thing and doing another.
Sojourner, you're talking to the prophet.
And you're a false prophet.
What?
I'm going with abolition.
We're the people who fed you and gave you a home when you were sick. Now you tell us we're no better than atheists.
I tell you the truth.
Your kind of truth is unwelcome.
Then I am unwelcome. I'll leave. I'll go on my way to Washington.
Wherever you go, you'll be unwelcome. The kind of truth you carry, Sojourner, is spoken only by children and fools, and you're not young enough to be a child.
And I'm too old to wait for the rights of men and women to ripen and fall in their laps. I'll go on. Alone.
The Sojourner went on her way and looked and found others who practiced what she preached. She found them in the villages and towns, before temperance unions and women's rights conventions. Sometimes she was welcomed. When she spoke with Wendell Phillips, he said to her,
"You're on the right road, Sojourner. You lose friends, but speak the truth. If there's anything that cannot bear free thought, let it crack. There are some among us so conservative that they're afraid the roof will come off if you sweep off the cobwebs."
And there were some who didn't welcome the Sojourner. There was a New England farmer who said,
"You see here, old woman, I don't give that much for all your talk of women's rights and freeing slaves. Why, all your talk's doing no more to the people than the bite of a flea."
"Maybe not, but with the Lord's help, I'll keep them scratching."
And there was a boss of a Connecticut town who warned her,
"Old woman, a few decades ago, you would have been burned as a witch for preaching the thing you preach. If I had my way, it would be so today."
"And who are you, my son, to advise me?"
I am the only son of the late governor."
"Oh, well, then I'm glad the governor died before he had any more like you. The women must be more careful in this town. I'll have to talk to them."
And she talked until her road to Washington became harder to travel. And she was stopped at the gates of a town by a sheriff.
"Old woman, what do you want here?"
"I'm visiting friends."
"You're visiting that Quaker Roberts. You're a Sojourner Truth?"
"Yes, son."
"You're not wanted here. You and those like you have caused enough trouble. You've caused the war. You've caused women to parade up and down the streets, calling for this right and that right. There's three things here the men are against. Radical women, abolitionists, Negroes. You're all three. They'll burn the halls down before they let you speak in them."
"Then, son, I'll speak on top of the ashes. Let me by."
"Yeah, it's your funeral. Go to it."
There were angry men who watched the Sojourner from the street corners and listened and stood in huddles and muttered,
"I tell you, Matt, the old woman's a witch. Nothing stops her, nothing hurts her."
"You scared of her?"
"I'm scared of a witch. I want no part of her."
"Ah, you fools. She's weak as any woman. Want her to come in and have our women folk listening to her?"
"No."
"Talking about women getting the same pay as men, voting the same. If she talks, it sets our women folk up against us."
"What else can we do?"
"We can drive her out."
"Yes."
"We can fix it so she'll stop her talking."
"But, Matt, if she's a witch, she'll haunt the place. You know, in Salem..."
"Are you afraid of a woman?"
"Well, nobody's scared of no woman."
"Then follow me. She's in the house of Quaker Roberts. Come on, if you're not scared, and I'll show you what she's made of. She's the same as any woman, and she's talking of working and voting with men. Get some hay, Joseph. Follow me.
Yeah, sure, go. Matt. Go on. You lead the way.
The men followed the leader to the house of Quaker Roberts. They gathered outside and called for the sojourner, who spoke the truth.
Quaker! Open the door, Quaker!
Open it up, we'll break it open.
What does thee want here this time of night?
We want to free the town of a radical, crazy woman who's teaching honest folks to disobey God's law.
That's right.
Bring her out.
Yeah, where's Sojourner?
You're hiding her in there. Send her out.
Send her out or we'll drag her out.
Go to thy homes and thy beds and leave good people alone.
Will you bring her out or shall we go get her?
You'll not lay a hand on her while I live.
Then you'll not live long. Joe, you got a gun. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, go on, shoot.
Shoot, and may God forgive thee.
Let him alone.
She is.
If it's me you want, it's me they've called for. Why do you hunt me?
Old woman, it's people like you that's to blame for... You were warned not to speak here. You ignored it. You were warned not to stir up women asking for what they're not used to.
Listen, I tell you, she's a witch, man. Leave her alone. Will you?
She's weak and she'll beg on her knees for her life, like any woman. Come on, you. Step away from the house. Yeah. Now, if you want mercy, ask for
it. Come to bring you tears. And you shall have
it. I'm telling you, she's a witch.
Shut up. I'll show you what she is. Stop. Lay a little...
I'm laying it, Matt.
Now, old woman, will you leave here and leave us in peace?
Where half the world is servant to the other, there is no peace.
The hay's all around her, Matt. The oil's over it, just enough to...
Then light it. Go on. You see, some men are afraid of you. They've seen you leading parades and heard of you leading slaves from their owners. They measure you the way they measure men. I'll show them you're just a weak woman. Light it, Stump.
It's lit. It's burning around her feet.
But she ain't moving from it. She's standing there.
You see, Matt, didn't I tell you she's a witch?
Woman, will you leave this town or shall I throw on more hay? Will you leave?
Throw on your hay. Burning me will not burn out the right women have to be free. To choose their own ways in life, to be their own masters. Oh, you can put an end to me, but my words will live here, son. You must stop my voice, but one day your daughters will ask you, what did I say that I should be burned for it? And what will you answer them? What will you answer your children?
It's burned her feet. She hasn't moved. What do we do?
It's late. Let her go away. My daughter will be worrying about me. Let her go away.
And the sojourner went on her way to Washington with her petitions and with her plans. She came to Washington on a busy day in the midst of the war. She took her petitions to the committee rooms of Congress and asked to be heard.
You're late for what you want. We've heard the arguments on your petition to give aid to freedmen. We haven't time.
Let her have a word, Mr. Chairman. I know something of the route she's come by. It took a long time. Let her speak.
Well, then, go on with it.
When the serfs in Russia and France were freed, they were given land to live on. You plan to give freedmen in America nothing to live on. You have the wealth.
Well, we can't squander it.
It belongs to the people who helped create it. The millions of slaves who worked and helped to build the wealth of this land without a penny's pay deserve some of the dividends. That's what my first petition calls for.
We've already covered the same ground.
And my second petition is for women's rights to vote and to hold office.
We've heard argument on that all day. Where are your facts and figures?
I am the fact and figure, Mr. Chairman.
You?
Yes. I've heard men say that women are not the equals. I've heard them laugh because they say women must be helped into carriages, lifted over ditches, and have the best of everything. Nobody ever helped me into carriages, over mud puddles, or gave me any best. And ain't I a woman? Look at me. Look at my arms and hands. I've plowed and planted and gathered crops in the barn, and no man could do it better. And ain't I a woman? I have borne five children, and seen most of them sold off into slavery. And when I called out for men to help me, there were none willing to do it. I've been a nurse to children, black and white, and bred them all from the cradle and seen them sold up to be slaves in a cell of slaves. And I've gotten out on the road alone to teach them better. And I've felt a mother's grief and done a man's job. And ain't I a woman? In this world, few men have had a fair chance to live and grow, and almost no women. When men run the world alone, it runs into wars and slavery for men and women. It'd do no harm to have man and woman run it better together.
And the sojourner left her petitions and didn't wait for an answer. The answer was a long time coming, but it came. It came decades after the tall, restless shadow had ended her journey and had gone home to rest.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.
You have just heard Destination Freedom's dramatization of the story of Sojourner Truth, mystic, defender of women's rights, and militant abolitionist. Destination Freedom is written by Richard Durham and produced under the direction of Homer Heck. Sojourner Truth was played by Weslin Tilden. Others were Ernie Andrews, Oscar Brown, Donald Gallagher, Ken Griffin, Sherman Marks, Charles Mountain, Tony Parrish, Fred Pinkard, and Russ Reed. Greg Pascoe was the singer. The special music was written by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Elwin Owen and Morris Lifshin. This is Hugh Downs inviting you to be with us again next week for another of our series of The Negro in Democracy. Destination Freedom. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.